policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The events committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K2A2BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM, and on the web at kboo.fm. Coming up this morning on KBOO at 9, Alternative Radio features talks by Anila Afzali and L.A. Kaufman about the enduring power of protest. At 10, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, and at 11, it's Peace, Love, and Soup. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by member support. Please support our spring membership drive by becoming a member. Just give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on donate. And now it's time for the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show.
This is KBOO 90.7 FM dial. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. That's Abe Proctor. I'm Joe Uris. The number to call to talk to us, 231-8187. You'll never guess what kind of day it is today.
Oh, I'll guess.
It's a fundraising day.
Oh, you didn't let me guess.
Oh, I didn't let you guess.
You don't know how this works.
I don't know.
The guessing thing.
I don't know how anything works. I'm totally unaware.
Yeah, it is a fundraising day. We do this. We have to do this. Because if we don't, then, you know, we can't be on the air. It's really that simple.
Well, I don't care if I'm not on the air.
Yeah, you do.
No, I know.
Oh, your ego is so tied up in this, man.
I know. No.
This is such a part of your identity.
No. I don't care. I don't care. I really don't care.
877-500-5266. That is the most important phone number this morning.
What is that number?
That is the number to our pledge headquarters.
What is it?
Where a staff of incredibly attractive and charismatic volunteers are standing by to take your call.
And I don't care. 877-500-5266. Look, this is really serious. Right now, fascism lurks in the shadows. Not even in the shadows. It's flashing its you-know-what at everybody.
It is.
It is. And it's disgusting.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, really. And I'm going to talk about, Abe and I are going to talk about a bunch of stuff, but here's what struck me. Oregon, supposedly an environmentally sound state, is not. Oregon has the weakest oil train laws on the West Coast. Really.
What is that? What is an oil train law?
An oil train law says that you've got to be responsible if you're going to move oil on the rails.
Okay, so you got to take appropriate precautions.
Yeah.
To make sure that it doesn't spill if there's an accident.
Or dealing with the accident if it happens.
Oh,
remember the Mosier fire?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal: the oil that is moving now from the oil sands of Canada to Portland to be transshipped to Asia. In the port of Portland, is highly toxic. It's not like diesel oil or even like old-fashioned American Texas crude. What it is it's oil with many, many highly toxic, nausea-creating, disease-creating, cancer-creating chemicals embedded in it. And it's supposed to be processed not here but somewhere else. And what's happened is that the railroads are so powerful in Oregon, and the DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality of the state of Oregon, is so chicken, so weak, so bad that this is the case. For example, California and Washington, the north and south of us, require railroad emergency response plans for trains crashing. Mm-hmm. We don't have that. Fees on oil trains for emergency response set aside. We don't have that, but California and Washington do. Railroad ability to pay for worst-case spills. California has that. Washington has that. We don't have that. And 24-hour notice required for oil trains to pass through a given location. We don't have that. Washington and California do. And I have had personal experience trying to deal with DEQ and know that they are a really, really weak, nasty, nasty organization. And I'm willing to say that, and I'm willing to go to court to defend that.
There you have it.
Yeah.
That's some conviction, Joe.
Yeah.
That's a principled stand.
Well, I guess.
I'd say that's worth becoming a KABU member, wouldn't you?
If people don't have the sense, and this is really actually an exhortation toward rationality, if people don't realize how important it is to have a air-based voice for the region, then they just, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be dark like I am. I don't want to be ugly like I am. But I got to say, 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make a contribution. When you make your contribution, think of the one you gave last year and double it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Let's get the money, honey.
So why are our oil train regulations and are still so weak?
Because the state of Oregon's attitudes toward the environment, though very pretending good, you know, McCall, et cetera, I've always been weak. We are absolutely at the mercy of the railroads and the big moneyed interests. Oregon is just well known as a sucker state.
Now, would you say that's true of the bulk of its citizens?
No.
Or are you saying that there's a certain corruption inherent in state governance?
No, not a certain corruption. There's a very specific kind of corruption. And most people here, who if they're liberal, let's say, assume that things are being taken care of. But they're not.
Hmm.
And it's really serious. Years ago, I was involved with my partner in trying to stop a PC burner. This was a big furnace that was going to be by the slough of the Columbia River, which was going to clean up by fire these old, highly toxic transformers for electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And we organized neighborhoods marched, people marched. It was very serious. The DEQ held hearings where I discovered they weren't even taking notes. They weren't even recording the meetings. We ended up winning. Why? Because the city of Portland had a very alert person in charge of the permitting process who discovered that they could stop this. But if it hadn't been for that, kindergarten kids, high school kids, grade school kids would be in the danger of breathing the horrendous fumes from the burning of toxic chemicals. That's really real. I didn't make that up. The fact of the matter is the DEQ is absolutely the most wimpy and least powerful organization of its kind. Looking at either Washington or Oregon, it's so bad. And I want people to know about that.
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, because that's a clear and imminent danger to the health of a major metropolitan area.
Absolutely.
Not to mention several not-so-major metropolitan
areas. Yeah, really. I mean, every time an oil train goes by, you just have to pray that it doesn't crash. And here's what's interesting. When they did have so-called tests of their ability to respond, the railroads, without telling anybody, didn't, when they let loose the oil to be cleaned up, it wasn't the Bakken sand oil. It wasn't the toxic oil. It was regular processed diesel oil. That's really true.
Hmm.
So we don't know how well they could handle a real spill. We know that the Columbia River port of choice to move this stuff to Asia is Portland. And we know that the rail cars are often, every day, in fact, going through the gorge, going from Washington across the river into North Portland, neighborhoods where poor people largely live in North Portland, and then across the river into the Northwest, and then offloaded into tanks, and then offloaded from the tanks into ships, and then shipped to China or someplace.
Hmm.
No, this is really real. This is not I'm not exaggerating. It's not hyperbole. This is really happening. And I want to make another point, which is allied to it. You're hearing it here, and I'll bet you're hearing it for the first time. And if you're hearing it for the first time and you're not scared, then you don't understand. Beyond that, if you're not contributing to this station, then you're not responsible. I mean, I'm putting it on you. I'm putting it on you because I'm tired of begging people to understand that we communicate what needs to be communicated. And without the station, you'd know a lot less and you'd be in a lot more danger. 877-500-5266.
You're right. This is something that we should all be up in arms against.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad you brought it up here on today's program. It, you know, we do have to keep raising money, but I think this is a sort of topic that deserves a deeper dive.
Well, I think we'll come back to it because we do have to raise a lot of money. Yep. In fact, you all out there have to get going.
So I wanted to bring up a couple other topics, though, to bear in mind today.
Please. Yeah,
since this is sort of a...
I don't want to monopolize
a grab-bag kind of fundraising show.
Grab-bag fundraising.
By nature, sort of manic and disjointed
okay,
and
wait,
all over
what's
the map.
A grab-bag?
What's a grab-bag?
What's a grab-bag?
That's where, you know, you reach into an opaque bag and
yes.
you pull something out. You don't know what it is until you pull it out.
Could be a rabbit.
Could be a rabbit. Could be something really nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, could you know. Be dog waste.
That's a really lousy grab bag, but yes, it's technically possible.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Just wanted to get it straight.
There's a couple things that happened during this last week that that I think we all ought to be concerned about. The first one I want to talk about is the arrest of Julian Assange in London.
Yeah.
He was bodily carried out of the Ecuadorian embassy and then arrested by British police.
Yeah.
He's going to be extradited to the United States to face charges.
Yeah.
This should send a chill wind blowing through every newsroom in the free world. I use the term free world advisedly. Not that Julian Assange was himself a journalist, but the precedent this sets for the disclosure of classified material, confidential material, basically any sort of a journalistic revelation that makes the ruling class nervous. And that's really what journalism is, right? Printing something that somebody powerful doesn't want printed. Anything else is just public relations, right?
No, not exactly.
Well, that was a quote by somebody famous whose name escapes me right now.
Okay, but that's the kind of thing that happens. They get away.
Indeed.
Okay.
One of the tenets of citizen journalism, of journalism in a free society, is that you should comfort the afflicted and you should afflict the comfortable.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, I agree with that.
What Julian Assange through WikiLeaks did was to afflict the comfortable over and over and over again. He himself was not a journalist. He was not going out researching, interviewing, doing the boots on the ground work that journalists do. What he did and what WikiLeaks did was sort of serve as a sort of clearinghouse for this information that other people would unearth. They were sort of the, you know, where this information would make its way into the hands of the public was through WikiLeaks.
No,
right?
I understand the issue. I understand the curbing of journalistic freedom. However, this guy and the stuff he leaked turned out to be incredibly useful to the Republicans during the last.
Oh, it did, and I want to get there. I want to get there.
Okay.
Now I'm not holding Julian Assange up to be a paragon of journalist because I don't think, strictly speaking, he was a journalist.
He was skateboarding in the embassy.
However, WikiLeaks, I think, has done. Yeah, he was skateboarding in the embassy. WikiLeaks has done the people of the world a great service many, many times over for the things that they have helped bring to light. Just a few of those that have surfaced over the years. We learned what was going on at Guantanamo Bay because of WikiLeaks.
That's true.
We learned about the crackdown on dissent in Tibet through WikiLeaks. We got to read the innermost holy writings of Scientology because of WikiLeaks.
Well, yeah. I agree. That was very useful stuff. The Scientology one less so because, you know, it's just another creepy religion.
Yep. WikiLeaks published the names of all the members of the far-right British National Party, a semi-secret white nationalist party in Britain.
Yeah.
And on and on and on. And finally, Chelsea Manning's revelations about the illegal killing of civilians in Iraq by American
forces. Yeah, and that was an important revelation.
Really. A very important revelation, yes. Now, Assange himself, we should not make the mistake of holding him up to be a paragon of virtue. The guy is pretty slimy.
Yeah, he was skateboarding in the embassy.
Yeah, and he was skateboarding. You keep coming back to that. I think it's sort of trivial, but you seem to enjoy it, so I'll let you keep doing it.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, it's important to note here that Assange was not arrested because he published classified material. And this is a very important point. No journalist in the United States, at least to my knowledge, has been held personally or criminally liable for producing classified information that somebody else passed to them. Right?
I don't know, but probably.
Or journalistic organizations either. The Washington Post, for example, when they published the Pentagon Papers, did not face any sort of criminal procedure because they technically did not break the law. They did not make, they did not obtain the Pentagon Papers, which were classified. They did not do the dangerous and risky work of getting those into the hands of reporters. They simply published them afterwards. That is not a crime yet in the United States of America. And that is not what they got Julian Assange for. What they got Julian Assange for, and this is where what he does sort of blurs the line between journalism and crime, is that they got him on conspiracy charges to hack into government computers. He and WikiLeaks helped Chelsea Manning obtain the security means that that she needed to bust into the Army's computer and produce that evidence. That is quite possibly a crime. Not the publication of the materials, but breaking the law to get it. And that's what they got him on. But let's not be fooled here. What the United States government is punishing Julian Assange for is revealing its secrets.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And this is what should send a chill wind blowing through newsrooms across the land.
Speaking of chill winds, we need to go out to Pledge Central and see what's up there.
And earlier in the show, hey, Abe and Joe, Joe said he didn't care if he's on the air.
I don't care.
You heard it here first.
But we do. We do. We deeply care. And our listeners care. And I want to tell you some other folks who care deeply. Arthur cares, and Amber cares, and Larry cares, and Dick cares. And they have all renewed their membership because
right on.
They care
Thank
so much.
You. One and all.
And that phone number for you who care. Is 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. And Abe and Joe said that the best pledge is to double what you gave last time. Now, if you gave zero, that doesn't help. But if you gave more than zero, doubling is what we're asking for right now. So the website, you can do that there at kboo.fm or the phone number 877-500-5266.
Maybe if you gave zero last time, you can triple it.
That
would probably get us where we need to go.
I don't know. That could be too complicated math
for
me.
You could do it a million times zero. It'd be okay.
That's right. So if you gave zero, at least give a dollar, and then we'll come back at you next time. Eventually, we'll get you. Quick and easy to donate to KBOO and come down to the radio station and do it and see Abe and Joe live and in person. Scary thought, the grab bag there. But do that and participate in our fund drive, please, won't you? 877-500-5266 or KBOO.fm online.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know, seriously, there are very few sources of real news in the market. If you pay attention, for example, to television news with the four stations we have in the regular TV market, they are the most exciting thing they tell you about is some poor soul getting killed. They are really, really unable to deal with the actual news, and they don't even attempt it. And the fact of the matter is that without KBOO, and this you may not believe this, but it's really true, without KBOO, there'll be no spurring on of any efforts to give you local and national and international news on a real basis. Imagine all the things you would be losing. And if you're sitting on your hands, or if you're just, come on. There is no reason for anybody within our listening audience not to give a chunk of change, and it should be the chunk you can, it should be big enough for you to notice it. That's all I got to say about that. And I really, really don't understand why, and this is sort of kind of part of my feeling about why am I doing this. Why should it be so hard? It shouldn't. It should be joyous. It should be part of your life. It should be a normal contribution. If you were a person of religious faith and you gave to your church, you'd be perfectly comfortable with it. This is the Church of Truth. And we need you to be
Hallelujah!
Yes, Lord.
Can I get an amen?
You can. Amen. 877-500-5266. We are going to have to beg you for money, and it's unpleasant, and I hate it, but it's got to be done, and you've got to do your part by giving a chunk of change.
Yeah, we do. We are begging for money, but I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to beg. Please. Please make your contribution to KBOO. No. Here, I was just a second ago talking about Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Right?
I have mixed feelings about that.
Yeah, but I have mixed feelings about it too.
Yeah.
But what we need to understand is, in the spirit of WikiLeaks and the revelations that they've made public over the years, you know, the slimy personal life of Julian Assange aside, it's so important to the life of any free society that there be journalistic outlets in whatever medium that are willing to speak the truth to power. That is the very function of journalism. And as Thomas Jefferson famously said, he would rather have no government and newspapers than have government and no newspapers.
Which is almost what we got.
You make my point for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you know,
it's worth it.
If you read the New York Times, which I do,
mm-hmm.
you notice that every time they're dealing with the outrages of the fascist president of the United States, they equivocate. They try to go to the neutral. It's not neutral.
No.
It's real, and it's scary, and it's happening. And what I'm seeing right now with the Democrats fighting each other on liberal into left things, and I'm terrified that the Trump is going to win again.
Yeah, it makes me worried as well.
You know, it's all very scary. And one of the few outlets that gives you as much truth as it can, and it gives you, as well as that, a lot of great music, by the way, is KBOO. So we do this, what, 2-3 times a year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we have to hassle you, and it's a gross effort, and I hate it. But you know what? It's part of what we have to do because we don't have any national or even local sponsors. 877-500-5266. This is your moment to give even more than you ordinarily would.
That's right. Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't hate doing this.
You don't?
Why? You don't want to know why?
Why? Why?
Because
why?
We're not a commercial station. We don't interrupt our broadcast at any time for commercials. That is a beautiful and lovely thing, a precious thing on the face of this earth. So I will gladly, with a song in my heart,
ask our listeners
to dig deep and support this radio station today. Why? Because there are no commercials. Because we speak truth to power. Because we got the best damn music anywhere on the dial. Any time of day or night, you turn on KBOO, you will either find your brain enlarged or your booty shaken. What other station can offer you that? Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to answer that question.
Boy, I can't top that. 877-500-5266. And if you're thinking, oh, you know, they're just asking money. We, Abe and I, particularly Abe today, I guess, are trying to motivate you to give money and to be entertained in the process. We don't have a lot of choice. It's either this or we're gone.
Yeah. Let me build a little bit more of the case.
Okay.
And I'm building a case out of items just recently in the news, one of which is the arrest and pending criminal trial Julian Assange of WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Not a good sign for journalism the world over.
Yeah, I got to tell you. Mixed feelings.
The other thing is, and this perhaps should make us even more nervous, is that in the wake of the non-reveal of the Mueller report, nobody's read the Mueller report. Besides the Attorney General of the United States, right? Maybe his deputy.
Well, I don't even know that he read it. He's such a dork.
Well, we could probably assume that the president has read it, or the president has read the Cliff Notes version that somebody prepared for him.
Well, it would have to be very short.
That mentions his name.
He can't read more than a page.
No.
You know.
So there's a handful of people who have actually read the Mueller report.
Yes.
We have not. The public has not. All we've had is a brief summation by the Attorney General who says that it exonerates the president and that there was no collusion. That's all we've got. What worries me and what should worry us all are two things that happen in the wake of this. One is that you mentioned the reflexive tendency of major news sources to move to the center and to not be overly critical about what has come out about the Mueller report. The New York Times in particular swallowed hook, line, and sinker the gloss of the Barr summation of the report, which was to say the president got away. There's really no credulity from the New York Times or from any other major news source. This is really troublesome. Now, by and large, I'm a fan of the New York Times. On most things, their reporting is impeccable. The writing is outstanding. But when it seems, when issues of real gravity come along, that's when they tend to wobble. And that's a disturbing trend for one of the last, if not the last, independently owned major news source in the United States. Now, what does that mean for you, the KBOO listener? Because we are not going to get that sort of gloss here. You are not going to get that equivocation. You are not going to get that reflexive move to the center. You are not going to get anything less than clear-eyed, unequivocated takes on the news.
Well, I want to. The thing I'm talking about today, in the midst of raising money, this business of not having good protections as they move the oil, the Bakken oil, the bad oil, the oil with all kinds of chemicals that make you sick and kill you, that is happening. The DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality of Oregon, is sitting on its hands, to put it mildly. This is really going on. We really need to deal with it, and you really need to know about it, and you should be scared. There really should be thousands of people, maybe even blocking trains. I don't know. They should be doing something, because this is real, and this is scary, and it'll inevitably end in some kind of either minor or, worse yet, a major disaster. So this is what we do. This is what we can do well, and this is why you should be supporting us at 877-500-5266. I think we should go to the phones.
Let's do that.
Mike.
Sorry, Mike. Good morning, K-Boo.
Good morning.
Hey, can I make a request?
I don't know.
Just to put it in context, like, okay, let's talk about Julian Assange. And then we have to consider, well, is he just really a extremist, libertarian kind of anarchist?
Well, I think he's just a skateboarder. I think he's just a skateboarder beyond his means.
Yeah, I mean, my question is, he's doing a great service, but we got to take it with a grain of salt.
So sure.
What I'm asking is, I was just going to do a bunch of research on him, and I realized, you know, it would be great if you guys on your show and other shows just had three, 4 minutes of just listing off a few websites or organizations or classes on media awareness and how to read the media and understand language and all that good stuff. Just some sort of resources, and maybe a Grand Central Station of good, honest information, non-corporate information. And that'll enable people to quickly just jump out there, get that info, and confirm what is being talked about. So that's my request. Make it a 3-minute part of your show every week. So that's hopeful, but just trying to help people. Thanks.
No, I think that's a worthy idea. I will next week bring the names of two major books on propaganda and fascism that are written by the best kinds of professors out of Princeton. I will bring those books' names, because I forgot them, and I will tell you where you can get them, and I think you'll find it very, very interesting. The fact of the matter is that it has never been the case that the press in the United States hasn't been a lot distorted and often speaking to a particular political position. However, when you have lots of press contrasting with each other, when you have argument there, when you have a discourse that goes on beyond just the obvious facts and in fact deals with those facts, you tend to have a free press, and that tends to be a good thing. And I think it's really a good criticism. I will make sure that people know some sources they can go to that are, in fact, reliable. Meanwhile, what you need to do is make a major contribution to this station. You know, there's a lot of stuff you do, a lot of stuff you buy you don't really need. You know, give up those fat foods and so on. 877-500-5266.
877-500-5266.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Make a contribution. Keep us on the air. Okay, off the top of my head, the caller was wondering, you know, where do you go for unvarnished news? I'll be very quick because I know we're going back to Pledge Central here.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, Democracy Now!, which precedes this program and all the other 8 a.m. talk radio shows each week. If you want a watchdog organization who will tell you which media outlet has given it to you straight and which is not, I suggest Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, fair.org.
Yeah, no, that's a great source.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, what's going on back there?
We have to find out what's up.
Hey, guys. Well, I'll tell you what is going on. You've been mentioning Julian Assange, and even as arrested, he's still hard at work. WikiLeaks has just given a revelation that today is Abe's birthday.
Oh, my God. I thought we had managed to suppress that.
And it didn't happen. And that is why journalism is so important, and that is
because
why
Abe's birthday.
Yes,
wow.
Because we reveal the suppressed information, and so in honor of that, we're asking people to make a donation on behalf of Abe's birthday, so he might be able to have another
Happy
one.
Happy birthday to you!
Now, whoever revealed that information, I will find you. I'm coming.
No, that's a very good reason. If no other. because it's Abe's birthday, give a decent contribution to this station. And by decent, I mean more than you can afford.
That's right. And that is done by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. And in response to your donation, we got a whole slew of prizes, T-shirts and hats and bags and all that kind of stuff. If that's what it takes to give, then do it. Because we've got all of that. But whatever it takes to make a donation, whatever it is, $10 a month, $20 a month, I don't know. You know what you can do and double it. KBOO.fm is the website you can go to and donate online or come down in the station and wish Abe a happy birthday in person. Or call 877-500-5266. I want to give a thanks to Dan in Hillsboro. Go, Dan. Dan Renew.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
And so join Dan and this other crowd of happy people by participating in our spring pledge drive, 877-500-5266.
I have an important question.
What's that?
How old are you?
I'm 1 year older than I was.
All right. Yes, honesty in reporting.
All right. Thank you, Pledge Central. I'm sure we'll be coming back to you again before the end here. What were we talking about?
Well,
lots of things.
Lots of things. Yeah. Main thing we're talking about, and I have to say this again, because, you know, what's the choice? Either you give to this station or it goes silent.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's really on the edge all the time. All the time. All the years that I volunteered here.
Always seat of the pants.
Well, I something like that. Anyway,
let's go to Dan.
Yeah, let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on the air.
Hi. I gave.
Right on.
Anyway, yay!
Thank you.
All right. It was about time. Anyway, I want to talk about the pathetic DEQ.
Yes, please.
From personal experience out here in Hillsboro with Intel's fluoride emissions when they had their illegal permit and a story too long to tell, we had a hearing. 100 people in the room, 125, and... at the end, somebody asked them if their recorder was on. For the record of this, the recorder was not on.
They do that all the time, man. That's part of their technique.
Yeah, like...
like you go ahead and yell and we won't listen.
But anyway, what I discovered, not... You know, one of the... It's probably obvious, but they're insanely underfunded, like all things environmental, I suppose. It's anti-capitalism or something. But they don't even have machines to measure what's in the air. Very little, very, very little. And they also, the rules for big plants that emit 837,000 tons of CO2 per year are allowed. They don't have rules that when this is done in the middle of high density housing, out here, if the plant is built there or built out in the desert, same rule. To me, that's insane. So there's a couple little notes on experience with DEQ.
I just want to add my own experience. I was at a big hearing at the University of Portland, everyone very seriously talking about this PCB burner proposal, and it turns out we went on talking. People were really prepared. Scientists talked. Just general people talked. At the end of it, we discovered they weren't. They not only weren't recording it, they weren't taking any notes. The DEQ is not a friend to you or me.
Well, we need to push them then.
Yeah,
and
we do.
One thing we did on this hearing is we asked them to come out to our houses, wherever we may be in that room, and take our testimony, which they did.
Really?
I had to come out to my house.
Wow. So, well, that's good. That's good.
You can do some correcting if you push a little bit.
Yeah, but it's an agency that it seems to me is undoubtedly underfunded, but beyond that, doesn't seem very interested in the environmental quality question.
Yeah, they're... They get the wrong kind of pressure being put on them.
Yeah, it should be the national junk air opportunity bureau.
And the EPA. Well, look at the EPA federally now.
Well, okay. Now, of course, that's going to get a lot worse because it's under Trump, and that's another reason why you should be scared. And another reason, by the way, that you need to hear, not you individually, but all of us need to hear from outfits like KBOO. And that gives me the opportunity to once again repeat the number, 877-500-5266.
Go ahead. Sent you an email about growth. Did you get it? With some references for background material if you guys ever do a show about that.
Okay.
I hope you got it. I get staff was going to hand it over. Or make sure you got it.
I'm sure it's out
there. I know you don't want pen pals emailing you all the time. Stuff.
No, I actually don't need... I don't need any friends. I like to be alone.
Hey, thank you for your support of the station and your contribution to the show and for the information as well.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you. No, really. Look, it's a drag. For me, it's really a drag to be asking people for money, unless it's for me. And I don't do that a lot. You know, I'm not a good beggar. And it's embarrassing and it's a little bit on the edge of humiliating, but it's necessary. We have no funding source, really, beyond you out there. And if we go dark, if we go silent, it's going to be because people like you are sitting on their hands. And you don't want to be one of those people. So even if you're poor, even if you're middle income, even if you're rich, this is a chance to plunk down some cash to keep this station operating. And we do this, what, 3 times a year?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a drag. I'm not going to kid about it.
This is a joyous thing.
Oh, a joyous thing?
Don't drag me down, Joe. It's my birthday, damn it.
It's your birthday.
That was dragged into the light against my will, and I'm not going to let you mess up my birthday with your gloom and doom about how terrible fundraising is at KBOO. No! This is an act of joy and solidarity and community, Joe. So knock it off, man.
Wow. Wow. If you want to hear us argue more, all you have to do is give less. Okay, 877-500-5266. How old are you?
I told you, you're older than I was at this time.
Okay, never mind.
All right. I'm not yet 50. How's that?
How's that?
I'm not yet 50.
I saw 50 come and go a long time ago.
I know you did. Oh, okay, so we've had a couple topics on the table so far this morning besides raising money, which is so much fun. The first is the coal trains, or excuse me, oil trains. There's probably coal trains in there too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who knows?
But oil, not here.
And Lord knows what else.
Oil trains.
And then the arrest of Julian Assange. There's one other thing I want to throw in the mix here. It is related to the Assange thing.
Yes.
And maybe not so much to the oil trains, but we'll leave that to our listeners to judge. All right. So over the past few weeks, a number of events have taken place, individual events, but I think they can be taken together in a shared context. And that is that the president has maneuvered into a position and placed lieutenants into positions where he is going to be maximally protected from the consequences of his actions.
Yeah.
Right. So what do I mean by that? We talked about the release of the non-release of the Mueller report, which has been promised for Thursday, by the way. Barr says we're getting it on Thursday.
I want to say one thing about that. That's called a dump. When you put it at the end of the work week, which Thursday actually is because Good Friday and, you know, beginning of the Jewish season of Passover, the fact of the matter is people may not see it as much. And this is a common way of getting rid of bad news.
Yeah, and I bet all the juicy stuff is going to be redacted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy is a creepy fascist, and he has creepy fascist friends who are his appointees.
Right. So bear in mind, the one overarching fact you need to bear in mind is that nobody has seen the Mueller report. Nobody has seen it. All right. So a couple of weeks ago, Barr goes before Congress to testify about the release of the Mueller report. And he took the opportunity to suggest that perhaps the Justice Department under President Obama conducted illegal spying on the Trump campaign. It was not weird, Joe. It was calculated. And here's why.
Okay.
That is one of the code words that is being thrown out to Trump's base. That plays right into this deep state conspiracy theory. Maybe deep space. I don't know. Deep space. Conspiracy theory.
Happy birthday.
About how the establishment is doing all it can to get Trump out of office and did all it could to keep Trump from getting into office. This is a very important piece of raw meat being thrown to the Trumpian base. And Barr did it in front of a congressional committee, and he knew exactly what he was doing when he used the word spying. And he immediately walked that back under questioning from Congress people to say, oh, well, yeah, well, of course, these were legitimate sanctioned law enforcement investigations, a matter of due diligence by the Justice Department into Trump's campaign. But he only said that after he threw out the word spying. Okay?
Yeah,
this
no,
is a very
really
important
true.
Thing to remember.
Really true.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, there's already been a Justice Department Inspector General probe into just whether the investigations into Trump's campaign followed the letter of the law. In fact, they did. They were completely legitimate professional investigations of the Trump campaign. But the damage has been done. He knows exactly what his job is. His job is to protect the president from the consequences of his action. And he did it by throwing this brick in a live congressional hearing.
And today's New York Times said, in talking about Trump, that when Trump said after the horrible 9/11 event, he said there were thousands of Muslims in New Jersey cheering the destruction of the buildings, which was a lie. It didn't say it was a lie. It said there's no evidence to support that.
Yeah.
You understand? No evidence to support that is very different and very importantly different than he lied, which he did.
Yeah. So the other thing that's connected here is the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, has replied to the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman. It said, no, we're not going to hand over the president's tax returns. Now, granted, the committee has only asked for them. It hasn't subpoenaed them. But this is one more sign that Trump has positioned around himself people who are willing to protect him, even at the cost of their own dignity and professionalism and ethics. But really, to get this close to Trump, you've already compromised your dignity, professionalism, and ethics, right?
Yeah.
Let's be clear.
Yeah, you know, this is we've had some bad presidents, man. You had a list last week, bad presidents. The fact of the matter is that this guy wins the award as the worst, least intellectually capable, least honest president yet.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
And I want to add something else that's really something to think about. We say that. We don't prevaricate. We don't dissemble. We don't distort. We fearlessly tell you what's going on. And if you care at all about this country, if you care about this state, if you care about this city, if you care about yourself, you owe it to yourself to contribute a whole bunch of money, whatever you can afford, and then a little more, to KBOO. 877-500-5266. I'll repeat that because I said it too fast. 877-500-5266.
Thank you for that. All right, so I'm going to wrap this right up here and explain why it plays into why we need to keep this radio station on the air. So the last piece in this puzzle is one that's actually been going on for a while now, and that is Mitch McConnell in the Senate greasing the skids for the appointment of a big slate of conservative judges whose names have been compiled into a list by the Federalist Society. This sounds crazy, but it's true. Every federal judge that President Trump has appointed, including to the Supreme Court, has been pre-vetted and screened and is part of a list that has been presented to him by the Federalist Society.
And if you're confused about what the Federalist Society is, just think right wing.
Yeah. So what this all adds up to is sort of this slow, paralyzed slide into autocracy that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah. You know, we got people who want to call. I think we'll take them in order. Pear, your turn, and then we'll go to Squirrel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I heard that Robert Mueller himself was one of the people doing the redacting.
I don't know if that's the first I've heard of that.
Well, I heard it on NPR, I believe. And also, you know, there is what they call the Gang of Eight, and these are senior Congress people who have access to all the secret stuff, and I believe that they have, they're supposedly seeing the Mueller report too. So this, it's not being done totally in secrecy as far as I know, but anyway, that's, I'm waiting for it to come out myself. I have a few things I'm looking for.
Yeah,
anyway,
very intrigued by that.
Okay, well, maybe check it out. I think Mueller himself is one of the redactors, but
okay. I wouldn't assume that. I don't know that. It is the case, though, that there is an incredible degree of chickenness, I can't say the other part of that word, going on on all levels. And we at KABU are trying to break through that. I want to thank you for the call, and I want to go out to Squirrel. Squirrel, you're on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. First off, KABU is in my will.
Yay! Do you have a lot of stuff?
Of course, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
KABU is in my will, and you can put KABU in your will. Number two, we have the Ameritize railroad tie plant out here in the Dalles, which emits naphthalene, which is like a mothball smell. And to me, it smells like poison. And we've had meetings upon meetings with the DEQ, and they're very toothless. And one of the meetings we had, our local representative, John Huffman, who has taken $35,000 from the Union Pacific, well, he was moderating this meeting.
Ha!
And we didn't know this. And it's that the wolf is guarding the hen house, and he's limiting this public comment during this meeting, and it's just a racket. And you know, the DEQ, which we've been complaining and having these meetings upon meetings upon meetings, they're doing nothing, and it's just ridiculous.
No, you're absolutely right, man. We're gonna have to continue on with our program, but I have to say you're right, and it's a drag, and it's stupid. And Oregon is so proudful of its environmental quality, and it isn't really justified pride. And thank you for the call.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah. Okay. We are going to go to David. David, you're on the air.
David, oh, we lost up. David. Oh, I guess we better go back to Pledge Central then.
Yeah, let's go to Pledge Central.
All right, what's going on back there?
Hey, guys, we got some. We are having so much fun because we love asking for money here.
Yeah,
at
Sure.
We love asking for money because when we're asking for money, we're putting value on what people give to community radio, and this is an important thing. Now, it's easy to sell a bunch of junk with Madison Avenue putting out commercials and all of that kind of stuff, and pay these people $10 million a year,
well,
but we are doing.
You're
that.
Right. You know, there's nothing like erectile dysfunction medicine to make life interesting.
That's exactly it. So, but we do it from the heart, and the fact that we have people who give to this community radio station means that we don't have to censor it from the top. And your contribution to KBOO, and Abe and Joe have been saying earlier, give double what you gave before, but if you need a little help, here it is. $300. Want $300 right now. $300 will help us a great deal. And in fact, we've got stuff to give you for that.
What kind of stuff?
Well, we got this hoodie, which is actually pretty good.
A hoodie? Man, people get blown away. Oh, it's only black people. Never mind.
Well, there you can have solidarity with people who get blown away with hoodies by having your own. Mix
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
$300.
Boy, I'm cynical, aren't I? That's
oh, you
terrible.
Are. Yeah, man,
terrible.
And it's Abe's birthday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Joe doesn't care.
Get a hoodie for Abe. $300, $25 a month, which is nothing, really, in comparison of all of the stuff that we pay for, $25 a month? I pay a lot more than that on my cable bill, and that's a bunch of junk on the media. So, $25 a month, and you'll help us raise money to keep shows like Abe and Joe Talk Radio on the air, Democracy
or off
now,
the air.
On the air.
I'll make a deal. You give $10,000 and we'll quit.
There it is.
Joe will quit. Joe will quit for a $10,000 donation. Let's make that very clear.
Yeah, Abe will keep on.
I got a couple of thank yous. Chris in Portland is renewing. And here's this, guys. Don't get a big head. Chris appreciates community radio and Abe and Joe.
Hey.
Really?
We appreciate
I thought my cynicism had blown everyone away.
No, it just reversed psychology. Also, Evelyn of Portland. And while I am saying this, Wayne is writing down another thank you of another hero, another patriot. Molly is renewing.
Oh, thank I you, love Molly. Really, I even think I know her. She's a wonderful person.
So join this crowd of heroes and heroines by giving us a phone call right now, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, or go online at kboo.fm, and we're asking for the big prize here, $300, $25 a month. Of course, you can give whatever you want, but double it as we're talking here today. And those gifts will go to keep the station on the air, to keep these shows on the air, to keep... sanity on the air?
Really? Although I think I'm a poor example of that.
Yeah, we want to keep stuff that you don't hear, that people are being repressed and redacted and all of that kind of stuff. We want to be unredacted radio, and that's KBOO. So please go online, kboo.fm, or call 877-500-5266. Back to you guys.
It's just that easy.
It is that
easy.
You've
got your marching orders.
And it isn't a lot. I have to confess this. I try to be up, and I try to make jokes, and I try to encourage people. But the fact of the matter is that everybody within listening range who enjoys KBOO for whatever reason needs to make a contribution larger than the one they made last time, regardless of what their situation is economically, because these are scary times. We are in a quasi-fascist situation. We have a president of the United States who is stupid and venal and ambitious and bald.
Bald, yeah.
He's bald. He has a comb over of the worst sort.
Yeah.
I have to say that.
Epic proportions.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And what I was saying before we went to pledge break is that this sort of slow motion constitutional crisis that we're experiencing, this is how democracies die. Now, that may sound like hyperbole, but it isn't.
No, it isn't. It really isn't.
This is why, you know, we watch as one norm after another is flouted, as one institution after another is compromised, and we cling harder and harder to the forms of our republic, even as they're crumbling around us. And this all happens while those who are perpetrating the deed face no consequences. And believe me, that's part of the game.
Yeah.
As I laid out before the break, Trump has engineered things such that he will not have to face consequences. And we all need to accept that a very likely outcome of all this, even if he's defeated during the next election,
which I hope will happen,
is that he may never face any consequences for any of his misdeeds.
Well, you know, I'll take a chance. I'll say that he's like a mafia boss, kind of.
Very much so.
Yeah. Hey, Trump, sue me.
So that's what we're trying to put together for you here. What I've been trying to do, drawing parallels between what happened to Julian Assange and what is happening in our still free republic. We are still free.
Kinda,
let's not lose sight
sorta,
of that. Let's not lose sight of that.
Ruling class.
Yeah. All of these things add up to why it's so important for you to support this radio station.
No, it really is. And, you know, we are begging for money, and it's kind of I won't say it's humiliating, because it's kind of an honor. But the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't have to be this way. You, in your life, should acknowledge the importance of information, and you should acknowledge the significance of having a truly progressive radio station, even when you disagree with it. It's really important. And also, by the way, it's got the best in music. And I always say that because people don't listen in the evening enough.
No, they really should. They really should tune in.
It's really great. Anyway, here's the deal. You should call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, and make a significant contribution. If you were planning to call and give $10, make it $20.
Yeah, and you don't even have to pick up the phone, really. We have the internet here at KBOO. We got it, week before last?
The internet?
Yeah, it works, plugged into the building. The stuff is coming through. The stuff is going out. You can log on to kboo.fm. You can click on the donate button, and really, it'll walk you through the rest of the steps. It's so easy.
It's easy, and it's really worth doing, and we won't exist without your help. Hey, right now, let's go out to Jan. Jan, you're ready to talk to us?
Yeah, sure I am.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to make a comment about your treatment of Julian Assange.
Okay.
Now, I've been a KBOO member since the 80s.
All right.
And now that he's been arrested, it seems like everybody is piling on and calling him a lousy scumbag. Most of all, Jeff Bezos' personal mouthpiece, The Washington Post. But for you to get on and say he's slimy, was truly disgusting to me.
Well, he did. One of the motivations for taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy was to dodge a charge, by all accounts a legitimate one, of sexual assault from Sweden.
I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm. That I would classify under the heading of slimy behavior.
But well, I think I do want to say, I think your point is good, because the larger issue here is actually the question of the freedom of information, not the freedom of the press, but the freedom of information. And he is clearly an exemplar of someone being persecuted because he's scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly agree with that. On the other hand, hey, he's put himself in the public eye, and I guess he has some issues.
Now we did go to lengths to point out the good work that WikiLeaks has done under his stewardship and the many, many things that they have brought to light that deserve to come to light. So WikiLeaks, I think, deserves credit. And Assange deserves that credit as well. I'm just saying we need to consider the entire man here when we talk about Julian Assange.
Yeah, I'd give you that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
No, hey, appreciate your call.
And thanks for the criticism. I think it's important. I think there's one of the things KBOO does and will continue to do, particularly with these public affairs programs, particularly with the radio talk radio stuff, is give people an opportunity. Goodness sake, disagree with us. We welcome that. It makes it interesting. And from my point of view, it checks my ego. So 877-500-5266.
503, what's the number to call this? 231-8187. All these numbers in my head.
All these numbers.
503-231-8187 if you want to talk to us on this program. We've still got a little time. But really, if you're feeling motivated to make a phone call right now, it's the other number. It's the pledge number.
877-500-5266.
That's the important number this morning. I think we made a pretty strong case, Joe. Why this radio station is important.
I think so. And people, you know, you may have already given, or you may not have a lot of money. Any amount is welcome, and the bigger ones are always more welcome. Let's just say that, because it's a capitalist culture.
That's true. Size matters.
No, don't tell you.
One contribution.
We're gonna walk away from that one.
$500,000 would be so awesome. I'm just saying. So
just
awesome.
Just saying. Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
The last caller did bring up a good point. That there is this tendency when somebody like Julian Assange is taken into custody, and even beforehand, you know, to vilify him up and down. It makes it that much easier to get public support for any criminal proceedings that may take place, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody breaks the law, inevitably, especially if it's a high-profile somebody who has managed to embarrass people in power, their name is going to be dragged around a little bit.
Okay, let's go out to the phones. Helen, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, Chelsea Manning, they put him in jail because they want him.
It was him when he went in jail. Go ahead.
Okay.
What?
Never mind.
They put him into jail because they want to, him to speak privately, and he won't do it. So he is just stuck in jail until Assange is taken care of. The thing about it is a very, very sad situation. It's almost, I feel like both of them need to commit suicide. Because the way they are being treated. I think if you really watched all the way back about this rape case, they just wanted to make a way to have some woman in Sweden say things against
you know, Assange. I think this is purely, Helen, I have to say it's purely speculation. And also, Chelsea Manning, she's a woman now. Now, this is really...
All right.
It's an important...
Yeah, okay.
No, it's an important point. It's an important point.
Thank you for the call. Let's try to get Annalisa in before the end. Yeah. Annalisa, hello.
Annalisa.
No. Oh, okay. Well, we'll come back to
we're going to do for the next minute or two or three is remind you that doing all of this, and it gets a little crazy, I admit, doing all of this is about raising money for this station, which in turn gives you many programs, many opinions, but at base is more truthful, more direct, more democratic in a little D sense than anything else on the air, anything else on the air in this region. And we need your help. And it's very, very, very important that you put in as much money as you can. You know, I know many of you probably are poor, but the heck, let's be realistic. Without this, even the little bit of print media that you get with the Willamette Week and the Mercury, et cetera, it's not adequate. What is adequate is the day-to-day information you get from this station. So, 877-500-5266. Thank you for listening. Thank you for contributing. And remember, the best in music as well.
We'll be back at you next week.
It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming.
KABU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Katie O'Brien's, located in the Kearns neighborhood at 2809 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, an Irish sports pub with lounge areas and a pool table. Katie O'Brien's is open every day from 8 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Lunch was provided by Revolucion Coffee House, located at 1432 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland, serving breakfast, lunch, desserts, and Mexican coffee only. Grown by Fair Trade Cooperative of native Mayan farmers living in the highlands of Chiapas, Mexico, and Guatemala. Dinner was provided by Le Happy, located at 1011 Northwest 16th Avenue in Portland. Le Happy serves French cuisine and gourmet crepes from 5 p.m. to midnight every day, with brunch on weekends. Le Happy also hosts private events. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
This is KBOO Portland. Coming up next on KBOO, Alternative Radio features talks by Anali Afzali and L.A. Kaufman about the enduring power of protest.
KABU proudly co-sponsors the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, this month featuring soul, rhythm and blues, and folk singer Chris Webster. Webster draws from many genres, sometimes backing her songs on uke or even washboard, with Nina Gerber on guitars. Gerber honed her skills accompanying folk singer Kate Wolfe. She has accompanied and recorded with Carla Bonoff, Peter Rowan, Nancy Griffith, Greg Brown, and many others. The Portland Folk Music Society concert is April 19th.